So, absolutely. And we're going to be talking this segment with State Senator Michelle Bachmann and Representative Phil English from the 3rd District of Pennsylvania, who shares a state with Representative John Murtha. Just briefly before we go back to your campaign up in Centerville, Representative English, how are you getting along with John Murtha these days?
Oh, we get along very well. Jack Murtha's an old friend, but Jack Murtha's taken a position on the war that we have trouble squaring with his past positions. You know, I give him credit for sincerity, but unfortunately, I think that John Murtha, who is an authentic advocate of the American military, has really misunderstood what's going on the ground in Iraq. I think this is going to be the defining conflict in the Middle East. I think that this newly elected Democratic government has an opportunity to survive if we support them long enough to allow them to train their own troops and to build their support within the public. I think at the end of the day, people in Iraq hate the insurgents, hate the terrorists, hate
Al-Qaeda. I don't think we're
going to
catch our unit.
And we have Senator Bachmann back on the line as well here. Thanks for rejoining us here, Michelle. The gremlins are at work in our equipment here today. So go ahead, Captain Ed.
Well, one of the questions that I wanted to ask you both about was entitlement reform. Representative English had been talking about the fact that Ways and Means is one of the key committees for entitlement spending. And I know that Michelle has some strong opinions on that. I'd like to ask Michelle about entitlement reform. And also Representative English as to what efforts are being made in that direction already.
Michelle Bachmann.
Yes, I thank you so much. I'm sorry, I think the call dropped, but entitlement reform is absolutely a must. I think that the issue that we're going to be hearing about almost in crisis proportion, perhaps 10, 15 years from now, will be lack of funding for pension plans, whether they're from private corporations or public entitlements, whether that would be the pressure that is put on the Medicaid system, Social Security system, or also just the new Medicaid Part D. These are enormously huge entitlements that will continue to receive pressure in the ensuing years, and there just doesn't appear to be enough funding for them. I think now that we have a Republican control of Congress, we need to apply some fiscal prudence and make sure that these will be solvent so that government can keep its promise, but also be realistic about what it is that government can provide to our citizens. I can't wait to be a part of that debate, and I'm so honored that Representative Phil English is working on this particular area because his brilliance and his level of expertise, I know, will be part of the solution to make this work for Americans.
Representative English, the entitlement reform is entitlements take about 8% of our GDP right now, and it's projected to increase to about 17% by the year 2060, when some of the people who are just beginning to vote now will be starting to, go deep into their retirements. What do you see as the key to entitlement reform?
I think there are several things that we need to do, and you have it exactly right. When I came on and told you that the federal budget deficit is down in the near term, that's great news, but it begs the question of what is projected to happen. The fact is the combination of Medicare and Medicaid, where you have medical inflation on top of demographic changes, is by itself going to be a huge fiscal challenge, a bigger challenge than actually solvency in the Social Security program. Several years ago, we enacted some reforms that made Medicare financially viable, but only into the next decade. What we need to do is come up with a way of changing fundamentally how Medicare operates on a number of different levels, pushing its focus on health care into reimbursements on things that are, as a practical matter, good for promoting long-term quality health. Make sure that we're supporting health care in rural areas like this part of Minnesota, and that's been something Jim Ramstead's been very involved with. We need to come up with some reforms in the Medicaid program, which is shared between the states and the federal government, in order to make sure that we not only not swamp the state budget, but also the federal. budget in the long run. You know, I think the health care side of entitlement reform is the biggest single challenge in entitlement reform. And if we can get that right, if we can come up with better delivery systems for these benefits and come up with ways of injecting the market more effectively into the health care system, those health care reforms will in turn, I think, bring down the cost of our entitlements long term. This is going to be a complicated issue that I think Congress has to approach on a largely bipartisan basis. And the challenge for us is to engage the other side, get them to understand that things like tort reform are an essential part of entitlement reform, get them to understand that we need to transform Medicare and Medicaid in a manner that preserves those benefits and makes them sustainable, so they will be there when people are retiring in 20 years without knocking our budget completely a kilter.
651-289-4488 in Minneapolis. Chuck, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Representative Phil English and State Senator Michelle Bachmann.
Yes, I have a question, or not a question, but a comment on national legal immigration. And neither Phil nor Michelle made any comment about that being of high national priority. And like right now in the U.S. Congress, there's a plan by Pence and Hutchinson from Texas to have some kind of an immigration plan. And basically one of the clauses of that plan is when President Bush certifies that the southern border is secure, then the guest worker program can occur. And I'm kind of wondering, how can you possibly rely on President Bush to secure the border when he's been ignoring the border for 6 years? He's all in favor of amnesty and et cetera.
Senator Michelle Bachmann, 30 seconds. What do you your take on Chuck's question?
Without it.
And it seems that we have lost Senator Bachmann and Representative English again here right now. So sorry about that, Chuck, as well as the other callers on the line.
Well, just to follow up on my take on that is that actually enforcement has gone up, and President Bush has tried at least in the last year to push the ICE into ending catch and release programs. I think the Washington Post did a story on this just this past week on employer enforcement. They have really hit the employers hard. There was a temp agency that got indicted on federal criminal charges, which is the first time that's happened in quite a bit. And so I think you have to look at this in terms of what President Bush has been able to do, considering the political environment that we've been working in.
Phil English and Michelle Bachmann, I believe we lost our other caller. Sorry about the lines dropping there. But
that happens. Hey, just on the immigration issue, this is a very important issue for this country to get right. Mike Pence has put a bill forward which has no amnesty in it and has been working to get the administration to engage on it. You know, I understand the caller's frustration.
And we're going to have to follow up on that. I know we have to lose you both right now. You got to get to your parade. Senator Michelle Bachmann, Representative Phil English, thanks for coming on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Talk to you soon today, Skip.
Thank you, you guys. We will secure the borders. The American people need to know that we will secure the borders.
That's what we need to know. Thank you
Thanks
very
so much.
Senator Michelle
Thank
Bachmann,
you.
Representative Phil English, and welcome back, Northern Alliance.